The Cherry Picker is a 1972 British satirical comedy film that has largely faded into obscurity to the point where it is now considered lost media. Directed by Peter Curran, the film was adapted from a novel by Hugh Atkinson and starred British actors, including Lulu, Terry Thomas, and Wilfred Hyde White. Despite featuring a notable cast and satirical premise, it vanished from circulation and has since become an elusive piece of 1970s British cinema. This is Land of the Lost, The Cherry Picker. The plot of The Cherry Picker revolves around a wealthy businessman, Charles, who hatches a plan to stage a fake kidnapping of his daughter Diana in order to boost her reputation and turn her into a celebrity. The daughter Diana is portrayed as an innocent socialite thrust into the limelight through this publicity stunt, which ends up going awry in typical comedic fashion. The film was intended to be a satire of celebrity culture and the lengths to which people would go to manufacture fame and fortune. Produced by Peter Rogers Productions, the same team behind the popular Carry On series, The Cherry Picker attempted to blend satire with lighthearted comedy. However, the film did not achieve the same success as its Carry On counterparts. Released during a period when British comedies were transitioning to more risque and boundary-pushing themes, The Cherry Picker may have struggled to find an audience due to its awkward mix of satire and broad humor. The critical reception at the time was lukewarm, with some reviewers noting that the film failed to effectively capitalize on its comedic potential. Despite a talented cast led by Terry Thomas, a renowned comedian, and singer-actress Lulu, The Cherry Picker didn't leave a significant impact on the box office or critics, leading to its gradual disappearance from the public eye. Unlike many other films of the era, The Cherry Picker never received a proper home video release. It aired briefly in UK cinemas before vanishing from circulation. The reasons for its disappearance are not entirely clear, but several factors likely contributed to its status as a lost film. Poor box office performance, coupled with a lack of critical acclaim, may have led to the decision to shelve the film. Additionally, the rise of home media during the late 20th century passed over The Cherry Picker, and no known VHS, DVD, or streaming releases were ever made. In the decades since its release, film enthusiasts and archivists have tried to locate surviving copies of The Cherry Picker, but so far, none have surfaced. No copies are known to exist in major film archives or private collections. The film has taken on a near-mythical status among fans of lost media, as it joins the ranks of other 1970s films that have disappeared without a trace. Despite the film's elusive nature, still images, promotional materials, and reviews from its initial release do exist, offering glimpses of what the movie might have looked like. These artifacts help to preserve its memory, even as the complete film remains unavailable for viewing. While The Cherry Picker may not have enjoyed significant success during its initial run, its status as lost media has only fueled curiosity about its content and the performances of its high-profile cast. The film's satirical take on fame and media manipulation may also resonate with modern audiences, as the issues it addresses remain relevant today. If a copy of The Cherry Picker were ever found, it could offer a fascinating glimpse into a forgotten chapter of British film history.